HKX, mobile.
04 HKX, this is M4VUT. How's your day going, Patrick?
NXY. How you doing, Patrick?
Jamie and David, hope both of y'all are. I got both of you there, even though you doubled.
You doubled there, I don't know.
I ate it in.
We doing okay. I guess you had a good day and heading home.
Well, I'd just say, not exactly to the good day, and no, I'm not heading home yet. The furnace went out in the back of the tool truck this morning and wouldn't light, so I had to have that worked on first thing. So that cost me about a half a day, and now I got to go all the way up to the Asheville Airport and pick up a toolbox. So still got a ways to go. Pick it up, Jamie.
Here, probably a long year route. I'm on a white horse heading towards Marion Automotive to go pick up my neighbor.
Depending on which way you're heading, I'm heading north. When you get down there to Marion's Automotive, tell Miss Tina and Marion I said hello.
They're my my neighbor's niece and her husband.
People.
Neighbor.
How are you feeling today? How's that bike doing?
Fairly well, but the latest surgery I had, but it wasn't really on my back. I had a carotid artery that was pretty well blocked up, and the surgeon was concerned I was about to have a stroke, so they went in there and got all that blockage out, and my throat looks pretty bad at the moment, but I'm healing up and doing okay. But yeah, y'all go ahead and pick it up, and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
David, for some reason I was thinking of your back, but now that you said that, I remember you telling us before Christmas that you was going to have that surgery on your carotid artery there. But good to hear you. I hope you get to feeling better soon, and you take care of you and Miss Marie. Go ahead, Jamie.
So, how was your New Year?
How about you?
Time over at our daughter's friend, or our daughter's friend's house. We sat around and played some games and stuff like that. So we were able to do that, and then we came home.
I was at the preacher's house, but he and I are friends too. So there was a whole bunch of us there from the church. They're just hanging out and having a good time, playing games, letting the kids run, and just enjoying being together and bringing in the new year.
Just bring our dog over, the one that's getting ready to pass away. He's still kicking it. He got a second win there for about a week, and now he's starting to go back down again. So, but they let us bring him over, and my stepdaughter was. My wife got to see her on New Year's, so we had a little bit of food and just sat around and played some games. It was pretty fun, and we ended up leaving early because of the dog. We wanted to get him home before fireworks start going off.
Roger that. The dogs don't tend to love the fireworks, that's for sure.
That's how it is with all three of mine. I got one that Mom shelters into the bathtub, and then two that hide under the bed.
Last one I had, it wasn't bothering her too much. As long as it wasn't too close, she was all right with it. But I had one before that, right before her, and she let me know if there was a storm coming real quick. I mean, at least a little bit of a storm, and she was gone. She'd knock you down to get in.
Get overlap. He's right into the bathtub when it starts, like a drop of rain hits, and he's like, I'm in the bathtub. Y'all be there if you need me.
Interesting dog, Doberman Lab mix.
The worst traits from both of them, so it's we call them a Doober Loop.
For HKX. Both of those are pretty good dogs on their own, but I didn't know how they would mix real well.
F4BUT. He's a pretty good dog. He's definitely attached to like one person, which is kind of interesting. But it's like when we're out in public, he's great with just a few people. If we get into a lot of people, he'll just hunker right beside me, and then he scares the crap out of everybody, so they stay away from me.
Bad, as long as they don't bite anybody.
Bite, he just growls. And then it's like when he does growl, it's just that low growl, and he'll show teeth, but he's never lunged at anybody because he's actually a scaredy cat under the skin. He'll take off quicker than anything when something happens. So... It creates my own little personal bubble when I'm out. Like if, when I go to Gatlinburg and stuff, I'll take him with me and put him in his harness and let him just chill. And people will give me about like good 5 foot of space to walk. So it helps with my PTSD.
We'll say that's the good part about it. My own personal space.
Love it when you're in some place like that where it's like everybody's just crowded around, and as soon as his nose like touches the knee, they're like, whoa, and then they move out of the way.
Finished up on your classes over there?
Up that semester. Now I'm actually starting up tomorrow with my theology too, and that's where I have to finish that 28-page paper.
That'd be the only drawback for me. Just writing a paper.
I have 3 months to write it, so I figure I'll do it like eating an elephant, one bite at a time.
Right, but it's just, I don't know, sitting down and making myself do that.
I used to worry about it when I first started school, but then I realized the best part is all I got to do is find other people that said it, and then just quote them, because every one of those is, hey, this is what I'm talking about, here's the quote for it, and this is why I'm using that quote. So it's actually, you know, you're taking somebody else's line and adding 2 lines to it. So, you know, pretty much a third of every paper is them, and then the other one's just explaining it in and explaining it out, which is pretty easy.
Done it. And I wrote several papers through high school and through college to get my associate's degree. But not my favorite thing to do, let's put it that way.
It's my favorite thing to do. Off here, and I'll talk to you later. This is M4BUT, and I'll be clear on your comment.
Good to hear you, and you be careful out there. KO4HKX, mobile.